From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington. President Barack Obama is in Nairobi marking the first visit by a sitting U.S. president to Kenya and speaking today at the Global Entrepreneurship Summit. As Gabe Joslow reports, the president, whose paternal family is from Kenya, was warmly received in the country.
Niaje Wasi.
Niaje Wasi, Kenyan urban slang for how are you, is how President Obama greeted the Global Entrepreneurship Summit during his first visit to Kenya as a U.S. president. Mr. Obama said this trip is personal to him, being the land of his father's birth, where he still has family. But he quickly got down to business, following up on a promise made at last year's summit in Morocco.
Today, I am proud to announce that not only did we make our goal, we surpassed it. We secured more than $1 billion in new commitments from banks, foundations, philanthropists, all to support entrepreneurs like you.
The president said half of the funding is set aside for women and young business people. Gabe Joslow, VOA News, Nairobi.
The armed wing of the separatist Kurdistan Workers' Party says it now considers the three-year-long ceasefire agreement with Ankara to be officially over. That announcement just hours after Turkish warplanes struck the group's military bases in northern Iraq late Friday. The announcement was carried on the pro-PKK ANF news site, which blames Ankara while accusing the Turkish government of unilaterally terminating the agreement with its latest raids. Also on Friday, Turkish warplanes pounded Islamic State positions in Syria, marking a shift in Ankara's position on how to deal with the militants in Syria and Iraq. Turkish media are reporting a U.S. agreement for a no-fly zone over northern Syria to protect rebels trying to overthrow President Bashar al-Assad. But U.S. officials are formally denying any such agreement exists. And this is VOA News. U.S. officials are denying a Wall Street Journal story that the Obama administration will release convicted Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard to help ease tensions with Israel. Pollard, a Jewish American, was arrested on charges of spying for Israel in 1985 and sentenced to life in prison. He's up for parole in November. The U.S. military says it killed a top al-Qaeda commander in an airstrike earlier this month in southeastern Afghanistan. Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb reports.
The Pentagon has confirmed that Abu Khalil al-Sudani was killed by a U.S. airstrike in the Bermal district of Afghanistan's Paktika province on July 11th. Defense officials describe al-Sudani as the head of the Sunni militant group's suicide and explosive operations. The Pentagon says al-Sudani was directly linked to plotting attacks on U.S., Afghan, and Pakistani forces. U.S. airstrikes have killed several high-ranking al-Qaeda officials in recent months. The group's deputy chief was killed by a drone strike last month in Yemen. Earlier this week, the Pentagon announced that longtime al-Qaeda operative Mohsen El-Fadi was also killed in a strike. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
The Defense Department is asking U.S. citizens not to stand guard at military recruiting offices. After attacks on military recruiting centers in Chattanooga, Tennessee that killed five servicemen, Americans have been flocking to recruiting stations around the country to protect military personnel. The statement followed an incident at a military recruiting center in Ohio in which a volunteer guard accidentally discharged his rifle. The Obama administration is expanding training of Ukrainian security forces in their fight against Russian-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine. U.S. State Department spokesman Mark Toner.
This is going to be small unit training conducted by U.S. Army Europe for the Ukrainian Ministry of Defense personnel to help strengthen Ukraine's internal defense capabilities. It's similar, quite frankly, to our ongoing training of the National Guard, which we announced, last March.
Toner says the training will take place in western Ukraine near the border with Poland, and the focus for the U.S. right now is on continuing non-lethal aid for Ukraine with no plans to provide any weapons. European regulators have approved a new prospective malaria vaccine that begins it on the path to possible licensing and assessment by the World Health Organization with the potential for use someday worldwide. And though it's hard to imagine polio doing anything but harming, researchers are now looking at it for a positive purpose to attack cancer cells in the brain. A team at Duke University is using a modified virus to infect tumor cells, which sets off an immune response that lasts for several months, until the tumor is gone for good. Meantime, Burundi's president, Pierre Nkurunziza, has won a third term in office amid continuing controversy over whether his standing for re-election was even constitutional. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.